Jesus crikey, Irwin rises from the tomb. 7th of September 2006, this is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Belly Bonagong Dalong Dong Bong, Australia. Naturalist Steve Irwin, who died Monday when his heart was pierced by a stingray, rose from the dead today and declared himself the long-awaited Messiah and Son of God. The resurrection came as a surprise to many who considered the non-Jewish Irwin more of an entertainer than the beloved and holy Messiah, returning to earth to bring the blessed into heaven and smite the powers of wickedness. Heated debate has begun between Jews and Christians about the meaning of this event. Irwin, still sporting his fatal wound, is matter of fact about it. Quote, "I can't help it if it seems unlikely to you," unquote, he commented. Quote, "That's what belief and stuff is all about, isn't it? You'd think me standing here would be enough, but some people are just hard to convince," unquote. Notably, Irwin was carrying a crocodile when he emerged from the tomb. Irwin explained that the croc was the embodiment of the Egyptian crocodile god Sobek, who protected him when he was dead and visiting the lost souls in hell. Quote, "Came in right handy, he did," unquote, said Irwin. Quote, "I'll tell you about it one of these days," unquote. The inclusion of Sobek in the resurrection has forced many Jewish leaders to re-examine their religion's links to that of ancient Egyptians. When asked about his plans for the future, Irwin replied he was currently gathering an army of the righteous and looking for the Antichrist in order to do battle with him over rule of the earth. According to the previously late naturalist, he doesn't know exactly who the person is, but he will, quote, "know the bugger when I see him," unquote. After winning the battle, Irwin says he intends on ascending to heaven to sit at the right hand of his Father, the Lord God Almighty. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.